What will you resolve to change in the new year? Scholar Benjamin Sachs from the Institute for Islamic, Christian, and Jewish Studies tells us about the Jewish theologian Abraham Joshua Heschel and his philosophy of forgiveness.
In a few days, many of us will be making New Year's resolutions. In addition to dieting, exercising, and being better organized, a number of us will also be vowing to be more conscientious, thoughtful, and empathetic. Several months ago, Jews observed the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah. This holiday commemorates the creation of the first humans, Adam and Eve. It also begins 10 days of penitence called the Yamim Noraim, the Days of Awe, which culminate in the holiest day of the year, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. During this period, Jews think about the gravity of this holiday and seek forgiveness from all those whom they've wronged. We need to be forgiven by our neighbor before we may ask forgiveness from God. When the celebrated Jewish theologian and civil rights activist Abraham Joshua Heschel gave the opening address at the National Conference on Religion and Race in Chicago on January 14, 1963, a conference also featuring Martin Luther King Jr., he drew upon the Days of Awe to talk about race. While, quote, he who commits a major sin may repent and be forgiven, he who offends a person publicly will have no share in the life to come. It is not within the power of God to forgive the sins committed toward men. We must first ask for forgiveness of those whom our society has wronged before asking for the forgiveness of God. For Heschel, the sin is racism. Those who are offended publicly by this sin are African Americans. How can any people ask for forgiveness when the structural conditions for this major sin endure? In this address, Heschel argued that we cannot truly fulfill our religious obligations until we've addressed structural racism. God can't forgive the white community, only the black community can. However, in Jewish tradition, forgiveness requires justice. So Heschel's question was, what in our current economic political context would constitute justice in such a way as to create the conditions for forgiveness? The radical premise throughout Heschel's work is that God is in search of us. He wrote, quote, whatever I do to another person, I do to God. When I hurt another human being, I injure God. If you want to understand the meaning of God, sharpen your sense of the human. His theological works argued that religious experience is a fundamentally human impulse, not just a Jewish one. He believed that no religious community could claim a monopoly on religious truth. God breathed the soul into all of us. All of us are a vessel for God's divinity. Racism blocks God from the world. Heschel was not asking white people to knock on the door of a black neighbor and apologize for racism. He was asking them to see their place within racist structures and systems that have always been an integral part of the United States, and atone. Otherwise, none of us is in a position to ask God for forgiveness. Few are guilty, Heschel wrote, but all are accountable.
More information about the Institute for Islamic, Christian, and Jewish Studies can be found at icjs.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.